of them will pass through earth. We'll pass through it. I mean, no resistance, nothing. We have spent billions of dollars, a big tank of a special liquid, a sensitive stuff in the hope of being influenced by some of them to see if they are here or not. And they are. So, where is me? That illusion of separation is needed for that intelligence. That intelligence grow and grow and grow. There is a point that it will grow the limitation of this elusive separation or illusion of separation. And you will really realize it because it will grow bigger than your body. Because intelligence doesn't need the physical volume. You're having almost the same, right? But the intelligence will grow out of me. My intelligence could be bigger than me. That's when I'm submerged in intelligence. That's when I will realize that. That's me. That belongs to me. So I should be bigger than that to have it in me. And that limitation is outside. When it's out, there is no another illusion or barrier. Then you will go. Anyhow, we talked about this intelligence, and it is a gift, and in us, the shortcoming is here because we pass the limit of intelligence. We live beyond the intelligence. We know a lot of the stuff about ourselves which has nothing to do with life itself even. So this intelligence becomes problematic more and more and more because it's trying to cut this relationship I'm understanding with outside of me to bring it back to that capital I, the ego, the self, because my intelligence is always looking for self. Why? That's the limitation. Because my intelligence is made to serve this self. And when I say this self, I'm not referring to the ego. I'm referring to the first idea of self, that illusion. It was made to serve that one. Now the intelligence I have cannot even serve that one because that one doesn't need the intelligence anymore. Surviving. We are not surviving, we are prolonging our life out of limit. We are living almost double the natural life we were given. Natural life is 40, 37. That's the average natural life of the human being. And it has been like that up to 1,000 years ago, maybe hundreds. Yeah, before the Second World War, actually, before penicillin, everybody will die, first of all, everybody will die because of malnourishment. Because they lose the teeth. And when they lose it, they lose it. Period. Then they lose the bite. Nowadays, we are becoming, little by little, we are becoming good. Half machine, half human being, that's how it goes. But this is only one part of this. There is another side to this. The thing that could come out of this has nothing to do with the outcome of the ape family. Is there any member of the ape family who knows everything or anything about the history of the ape family? See my point? We know the history and development of Earth, how it started. We have theories for it, and we know a lot. This knowledge, this connection, this new relations needs more than intelligence, because now I'm related to everywhere, and the problem of universe is my problem. That's what the intelligence level is now, isn't it? Now, if they ask you, we're talking nowadays, I have to talk nowadays sometimes, because Rumi's time is really passé. Nowadays, what is this intelligence seeking? The most intelligent people, the alien one, the most intelligent people of you, what are they talking about? You tell me that.
The universe?
About ruining the climate. Yes? Everybody's talking about it because we did it. It's here. It's not something that is coming, it's here. We have done a lot of nonsenses. Could you explain to this alien all your intelligent discovery of atomic bomb and using it? Could you? Or you could explain to him mine lands, which are over there for millennia. This is what's happening. And for this, I have to be more than the chimp. Better than the monkey. If you leave me to my nature, what would I be? I would be the ape. I don't know, by some freak accident, we won't be the bonobos, we'll be the chimp. We are the fighters. Because we take the life as a competition. And if there's no one else there, we compete with ourselves. There is some other side. Other side is not declared yet, but it's going to be visible now, today. Why? Because this is the ending paragraph of the story, seventh story. We heard about this guy, and everything shows that this is the ending of something. You know, there are some feelings, if you acquire the taste in art, then you could know when the movie is going to end, when the story is going to be finished. In a way, the camera will go back, and will go high, and the music will go mellow, and things like that, right? It is the same. The scenery is very dramatic because it's the ultimate. Where the story is happening? A graveyard. We are in a graveyard. A very old man who has lost all the gift he had. He had a lot of gifts, good voice, blah 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 blah. And he used it all for what? Benefit. That's what we're thinking about. No. At the end, he realized that there's nothing left for me. Not because there was nothing left, because he was left out. His time was over. So, rule was no good. He tried the exception. Anybody remembers the rule and exception? First story, paragraph one.